Jan Vermeulen has seen all of those movies, haven't you, Jan?
I've seen none of them. I'm sorry.
Good man.
You know what? I'm actually just going to let you and Simon talk amongst yourselves.
Taste. But I mean, really? Gosh, you should ask me why I keep quiet. Really?
I'm in the Netflix generation. I've got other rubbish to watch, like Sharknado.
Yes, and then it picks up what you like, and it tells you that. So you don't need to go through that sort of that endless litany of nonsense.
It's a horse movie.
Kathy, we're done with discussing this man. I am now going to ask Jan. I've got his amazing website open in front of me. And Jan, generally when we speak to you, just open it up, have a look, see what catches my eye, what interests me. And there's one there that just jumps out. Google paid men less than women for the same job. There's a first.
What?
Yes, this is a very sensitive topic in America at the moment. Shock horror, would you believe it? That in fact it's confirmed that Google paid, women less for the same job than they did men.
Men less.
So, but the thing is these are sort of like job grades, it looks like. So it's level 4 software engineers. So once again, it's an aggregate, but I mean, once you can control for all the variables. This is in the United States in particular. You can control for pretty much all the variables. And when you've done that, the bottom line is men earn more than women do, for the same work, in the US. So they're grappling with that, especially in the tech sector. They're grappling with an ethnicity representation issue, where Asian men tend to be overrepresented in tech companies. I don't know, like one might argue that it's completely logical that this has happened, but people are quite upset about this, and so the tech companies have to address the complaints that people are raising in some way, either by saying, listen, this is how it is, or in the case of Google, by trying to appease people and placate them.
Really interesting that. And I wish like there would be no need to pay anybody more than anybody else. I wish it'd just be one sort of reward for a particular job. There's no reason to pay men or women or anything else any more than anybody else. Anyway, that's just my
agreed. If that is what's happening, I mean, it's a very short article from not a lot of details, but this is what's interesting here as well. This is an internal Google salary audit. So what's great about this is, to just rewind a little bit. This isn't, a separate, external study. This is Google themselves saying, you know, that when they roll up the data, this is what they found. And so they're going to work making things more equitable across in the company.
Okay, so generally you deal with tech, 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 and more tech. And today you've got two stories on your My Broadband page which deal with motor cars, which is good because we boys, we like cars. Volvo to limit cars to 180 kilometers per hour top speed. Why would they do that?
Right, so safety. Is the first thing that comes to mind. But yes, cars have increasingly become just computers on wheels. And so it's sort of naturally evolved. We didn't used to cover cars for the longest time at My Broadband. But I think especially Tesla made cars really interesting from a technology standpoint. And so, yeah, in the same way that we've started covering banks thanks to FNB, we've had to start covering cars, because of the just great technology that goes into them nowadays. And so Volvo is going to be imposing, speed limits on its vehicles, up to 180 kilometers an hour by 2021. It's part of its Vision 2020 plan to reduce traffic fatalities. And the limit will not apply to its Polestar electric performance vehicles, however. Obviously limiters like this is nothing new, but 180 is fairly low. When you look at other car manufacturers who impose governors in their cars, it's usually, you know, like around 200 or 250 kilometers an hour. So this one was newsworthy because of how low it was.
Sticking with a car theme, because you've got a picture of pretty much the sexiest sport car I've ever seen.
Right.
Talking about an ultimate electric supercar. Is this for real, this thing on your web?
But how does it make any noise? And what's the point in driving a car that fast if it doesn't make a noise?
Nail on the head. Yes.
Is that not the issue?
There's some really interesting stuff that's happening in that regard. But yes, electric cars are silent. And so it's sort of challenging the beauty standards of cars, like what we're able to achieve in electric cars now. So this is an Italian car by a company whose name I can barely pronounce, Pininfarina. Pininfarina. There we go.
That's why I left it for you to say.
Pininfarina. There we go. I got it right eventually. And it's, the car's name is the Battista. It will go from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds, under 2 seconds.
Oh my goodness.
0 to 300. There's no governor on this car.
Wow.
In under 12 seconds. Its top speed is 400 kilometers an hour.
But it's silent.
But you know, the only noise will come from the other components in the car. It's not coming from the fuel burning or exploding in the engine. This is a really good looking electric supercar. And definitely a good thing for the electric car industry as a whole. This is kind of what Tesla was doing with its Model S when it first launched, was to make electric cars sexy. So that people would buy them, you know, in addition to the specs, you know, that they had to have a decent range because people assumed that electric cars couldn't go far and then you'd have to spend hours charging them. And so Tesla broke down those stigmas, or rather worked to break down those stigmas. This is another contender entering that same space to do exactly that. And I mentioned that interesting things are happening regarding car noise. I remember reading an article some time ago with companies experimenting with having speakers outside the car to make noise.
It has to have, it has to make noise, because if you've got a car that is going that fast,
then you'll die very quickly.
That's a bullet.
Yeah, it's a bullet.
That is a projectile, and anybody crossing a road is not going to hear that car coming.
Right. It's a good point. This is the kind of thing that they are looking at. Because it's almost like a stealth. Militaries around the world, if they can get this thing to drive on sand, and go really long ranges, and be easy to refuel. This could be a great stealth, military vehicle, kind of thing in future. That's a good point.
Sure, never thought about that. Quick question to you. Which technology has won out in terms of the battery wars? In terms of the fact that, like, Better Place was talking about swapping an entire battery and letting you just swap it and drive on, and that, which technology is winning?
We're on lithium ion. We've been stuck on lithium ion for many years. There's a lot of interesting research and development going on in graphene, in other elements and stuff, but it's a ways away. And so for now, the best technology we have in terms of capacity, in terms of charge speed, in terms of reliability, how many times you can cycle the battery, lithium ion is really our best bet at the moment. And it's also our most expensive. But that's why Tesla uses lithium ion, not just in its cars, but in its Powerwall battery banks for homes. And that's why this car, this high performance car, from Italy, is going to be using lithium ion. And those battery replacement service station, proof of concepts, that have been, that have been tested, around the world, that they literally replace the lithium ion battery pack, at the bottom of the car. It quickly, almost like a pit stop in a Formula One race. They unscrew the battery bank from the bottom. They drop it out and they put in a new one, and off you go.
Jan, as always, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for making tech intelligible, and we'll speak to you same time next week.
Catch you next week.
Thank you so much, Jan. God bless. Bye bye.